This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and ASEAN leaders jointly reviewed progress in the ASEAN-India relations and discussed initiatives for strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership. In his address, the Prime Minister reiterated India's support for ASEAN unity, ASEAN centrality, and the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific. He complimented ASEAN on adoption of the ASEAN Community Vision 2045. He emphasized that early review of the ASEAN-India FTA can unleash the full economic potential of our relationship for the benefit of our people and further strengthen regional cooperation. Mr. Modi also said that terrorism is a serious challenge to global peace and security and stressed the importance of unity in the fight against terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. The five-day event being organized by Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways in partnership with Indian Ports Association will showcase India's vision for sustainable maritime growth, trade expansion and blue economy development. The event will see participation of leaders from the maritime industry, policymakers, investors, innovators and stakeholders from India and abroad. The event aims to strengthen India's position as a global maritime hub and promote collaboration, innovation and policy dialogue across the sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent India at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region and also exchange views on regional and international developments. Run for Unity is being organized across the nation on the 31st of this month to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged countrymen to participate in the run and honour Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and his vision of a united India. On this day, Chhat is being celebrated across the country. On this day, families gather at riverbanks or water bodies carrying their soup or bamboo basket filled with traditional prasad like tekwa, sugarcane fruits and lit diyas. Devotees wade into the water and offer arghya to the setting sun, praying for the prosperity and well-being of their children and family. In Bihar, millions of devotees and worshippers will offer arghya or sacred water offering to the setting sun. Tomorrow morning, with the offering of arghya to the rising sun, the four-day Chhat Mahaparv will conclude. President Draupadi Murmu and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all the countrymen on this occasion. Andhra Pradesh and Odisha are bracing for Cyclone Monthar's landfall tomorrow. It is likely to make landfall on Andhra Pradesh's coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada. At least five Andhra districts were on their toes with a slew of contingency measures. These included evacuations from vulnerable zones, school closures and advisories to fishermen not to venture into sea. In Kakinada, officials started moving people from Hope Island to safer zones. Schools will be closed from 27th of October to 31st in anticipation of heavy rain. These areas, in Odisha, authorities mapped 8 districts as red zones. These areas are expected to experience the most severe impact with extremely heavy rainfall on Tuesday and Wednesday. In cricket, the final league stage match of the ICC Women's ODI World Cup match between India and Bangladesh was called off due to rain at Dr. D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.